U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a secret meeting in Kiev over the weekend. Coming a week after a visit by Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin, Speaker Pelosi reinforced the United States' support of the Ukrainian army just 2 days after President Biden asked Congress for an additional $33 billion in aid. James Murray asked Bruce Walpe, Senior Fellow at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, why Speaker Pelosi visited Ukraine just 1 week after the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defence.
Oh, to reinforce the message that the United States stands in the strongest alliance with Ukraine and to help them. Also, she is the highest ranking American official to visit Ukraine. She is higher than the two secretaries, as she is third in line to the presidency. She speaks for Congress, and she has shown that she can marshal the bipartisan support necessary to provide armaments that Ukraine desperately needs. So it was of symbolic importance given her stature. It was of substantive importance given what she can deliver in working with Congress to make sure that Ukraine is supported.
How will Nancy Pelosi's bullish statements affect the United States' foreign policy towards Russia?
I think it really reflects sentiment held throughout Washington as to what Russia is doing, why it's doing it, and how dangerous it is. I thought there was a real sea change in attitude last week from Secretary of Defense Austin Lloyd, when he said it is our intention and our objective that Russia be permanently weakened coming out of this war. That means that we're not just going to go back to the status quo ante, Russia behind its borders, Ukraine kind of restored, Ukraine gets neutral, Ukraine doesn't join NATO, and that's kind of the quote, settlement of the war. Just given Putin's intention, how he has prosecuted the war, the relentless brutalization of and destruction of Ukraine, the horrific loss of life, the war crimes involved, a judgment has been made that the implications of the Ukraine war go far beyond Ukraine, that there should be and can be no opportunity for Russia to take to other fronts in Europe what it has done in Ukraine. In other words, you can't just have Russia back across its borders, but the Baltics are vulnerable next time, or Poland is vulnerable next time. And that means degrading Russia's offensive capability to stop it from making that happen. So that means the stakes are higher, and they have been raised.
Who do you believe will be next to visit Ukraine?
I wouldn't be surprised once she gets over her COVID if the vice president doesn't show up at some point. What will be really interesting is when you get to a point and maybe President Zelensky can travel outside Ukraine safely and conduct some good diplomatic and strategic work and then return. But it just shows, I mean, Biden talks with Zelensky weekly, and there are also, you know, weekly, more than weekly meetings of the top leaders in Europe with President Biden to discuss strategy and need and priorities. So honestly, I don't think you can fault the working arrangements that are involved and how they're prosecuting the war. Everything Ukraine wants, except for NATO warplanes, has been provided. But there are other things that they have been given in order to help neutralize the Russian Air Force and to provide better defense. For instance, heavy artillery is the new battlefield on the east. Ukraine has apparently stopped Russia's advances. They have their defensive positions are dug in. They're getting heavy equipment every day. That's significant, and it shows the determination to win.
How are the heads of state's visits helping the situation in Ukraine?
It's a message to the world that the world stands with Ukraine, and Russia is an outlier in the world. And those countries who support Russia are compromised. So I think that is significant. And in the end, President Biden has said this is a struggle between autocracy and democracy. So you're in the court of public opinion on a global basis. And so these visits, you know, reinforce that message, what is at stake and who needs to prevail to those audiences. And I think, really, if you look at votes in the United Nations, votes in the Security Council, notwithstanding the Russia's ability to veto, the world is standing strong. Even those countries that have some ties with Russia that are significant to them, aside from, you know, the Syrians and the North Koreans and so forth, they also understand that it's very important for Ukraine to prevail.
What do you think Putin's reaction will be to Speaker Pelosi's visit?
I think he has only contempt for U.S. institutions and how the U.S. operates. And what he does not have contempt for is force. And he has been very successful, unfortunately, in just obliterating, terrorizing, and destroying the country of Ukraine. And that's all that matters to him. And so, therefore, the only answer is, aside from all the symbolic, diplomatic, political items we've been talking about, the only response to him is to beat him on the ground and in the air.
Bruce Walpe, Senior Fellow at the United States Studies Center, ending that story by James Murray.